All right, welcome everybody. Good to have you. We're not a full group yet, so we'll see who begins to show up as we get started. As you guys know, that always tends to be a fun thing with everybody starting to jump in around 5:05, but that's all right. They can jump in. What'd you guys think of the new position post?
You
can unmute yourself if you want to. Let us know what you think.
The new one, we're referring to this one.
That's the new one.
September edition.
We have not dove in and read it yet, but it looks amazing. Like just flipping through the pages and the cover, like it's super exciting. And we just haven't actually read it.
Okay, cool. No, thank you for that.
Hey, real quick, Ross and Ashley, I was thinking about you guys this morning. How's your little one?
Yeah.
With all of.
She's good. They both of them just have runny noses, and our littlest one is teething. So, you know, she has plenty of symptoms of COVID, like the fever and the runny nose and the diarrhea, but she's just teething. So, okay. Yeah. But thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I remember the teething years, but I'm glad that it's teething and not anything else.
Yeah.
So, good deal. The logs are in the house. Speaking of which,
Brad and Brenda, we're just talking about the new position post.
If you haven't caught them, Brad and Brenda are the featured couple. Oops, right there. This month.
Yeah, there
you are. Look at those guys.
Look at them. Boom.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys jump in and read that one for sure. Yeah. How you guys been up there with all the fires?
Oh, unmute. Hold on. Yeah.
There you are. You're unmuted.
Oh, it's been pretty rough the last few days. It's gotten better, but for at least 2 or 3 weeks, it's been really bad smoke-wise. It's all of the surrounding communities, so we're not in danger in Chico. But, yeah, we had a couple days that was way over, almost 600, which is hazardous. So, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Wow. So everybody had to stay inside.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's going bonkers.
With COVID and the smoke. Forget it.
Get it.
Let's just fast forward to 2021.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we jump ahead, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I keep seeing all these memes that say, forget doing the time change here in November because nobody needs an extra hour of 2020.
Yeah.
So, this year.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, there's something to that. Good deal.
Anybody else have something to say about the position post? If you'd like to say something, love to hear it.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, it looked really high tech, man. You'd rather have a hard copy, you know. We always print them, but the hard copy looks really cool.
Yeah.
Really professional, cool looking. I printed out the calendar over there, so.
Yeah.
Cool. October's is going to be awesome as well. We're
getting. Yeah, that's my birthday, man.
Our designer, Kenny, is really cool. Really good guy, and I think we're going to be able to see some new stuff coming up here as we headed even into the holidays and some different things he's just bringing to the plate. He's a 25 year magazine designer, so he's worked with many a magazines over the years, and so he's just bringing a whole nother concept, as you guys can see, because everything before was myself and Elisa designing, which, hey, we can do a decent job.
It's like in marriage, you just keep leveling up, right? You find the people that can come alongside you and you keep leveling up because we do have printed copies. Looking at the ones that we did, I think even July and August compared to here we are in September, I'm like, look at how good it is. Look at how good. So it's a lot of fun to have that and just see what he's bringing to the table.
Yeah. So awesome. And then there. To Ashton and Cade, hey, thanks for sharing about this week's episode and how that has had some major breakthrough for you guys. So thank you so much for sharing that. You'll probably see that testimonial fly around somewhere. We'll make sure to
there will be a lot of people that will see that.
Yeah. It eventually will show up somewhere, but thank you so much. That was, it was just one of those weeks or two for even Elise and I just trying to what are we talking about? Nothing to say right now. And it's in those moments, sometimes we got to almost step back and look at our marriages and how that happens.
And just acknowledge it. You know, I think, you know, to Kate and Ashton's point, you know, sometimes we just find ourselves in those seasons. And, you know, that's why what you guys do when you actually share the show and reach out to other people. You never know if you're going to catch somebody in that exact spot where they're like, oh, this is, you know, we were interviewed today. And it's always funny when that happens because people start quoting other shows to us. They're like, oh, well, in episode 502 and an episode, and you're like, just tell me the title.
Yeah.
Like, what did I talk? But, you know, you find out what resonates with people. And that's, you know, as those shows come out, whether it's something that we're dealing with or we hear from somebody in a coaching situation, that's what we're going to keep bringing.
Yeah. And we go from nothing to say to next week's episode is titled The Anatomy of a Female Orgasm.
Full pendulum swing.
So we had nothing to say this week, but next week we got a lot to say about the female orgasm. And we're going to go diving deep into that whole topic and everything around it and about it. So it'll be,
fun. That was a packed show. A lot of fun to do. I didn't even think about that. Wow. Yeah. If you look at those two shows, you're like,
ooh. Well, that's what can happen in a week's time in your marriage, right? Like, you can go from nothing to say to like amazing sex, and that can definitely happen.
Good stuff. Good deal.
We got any questions from you guys? I see people laughing and stuff, and if you guys want to say anything, unmute, it's all good.
I was just saying that related to the podcast, telling Ross that Alisa had posted the books that you were reading and prep for the podcast, like the Vagina Bible or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm very intrigued and like diving into that, but just thinking about like the book titles for the podcast.
Yep.
And there's one more. It's not, is it back in your
room? The other one that I'm reading is called She Comes First. And that's talking from a man. He's a PhD in sexual health, I think. And I think that's his deal. But it comes from the point of oral sex and why. Oh yeah, see, Brad already got Vagina Bible. Look at that. So,
but it was the featured book.
Yeah, it was. So, they're great books. I even Elise and I, when we were doing it, 10.5 years of talking about this, but it's just fascinating over time as you begin to learn this and discuss it with one another, because it opens up so much more than just like, oh, we're having sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so much more that begins to happen. You begin to learn about it and you begin to discuss it with one another. And so it's just cool. Be ready. It's going to be a fun episode. Is there one you would recommend for the guys? I would say She Comes First is the one.
It's in the Amazon shops. If you just go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon shop.
Yeah, it is there now.
You put them all in there. I checked earlier.
Okay. There we go. So yeah, if you just go to the...
As far as what I'd recommend, they're so different. I really, from a technical, not so much technical, but from a biological standpoint, I found that there was just a lot of great information in the Vagina Bible, in that this would be one, and okay, you guys know, our kids know that what we've been doing for the last 10 years, right? So Abby walked into our room and saw this, and she's like, oh, geez. You know, just the total teenage girl eye roll. But in reality, this is probably going to be one of those things that I start giving to married couples, because mm-hmm. it's just good knowledge on the female anatomy and all of the different things and what we women go through, literally from...
Just 2-3 days ago, though, I had to convince Elisa that we had to do an episode on the female orgasm the way we did it, because she's just sort of like, I don't think there's much there, Tony.
Okay, but that goes to the other one, come as you are. And I do want to put one.
I'm like,
so this is all the technical stuff. I was totally intrigued by this book. This is what I read first. Mm-hmm. Because like, you know, just everything from, you know, sexually transmitted diseases to...
Well, you did a whole write-up. You did a whole write-up. If you haven't read the write-up in Position Post, Elisa did a whole write-up on it, because that was a featured book.
So then this one, come as you are. I had actually heard this talked about on some NPR show, probably last year, 2 years ago. I'm not going to say when it was published. Oh, it was published in 2015, but I think people weren't talking about it so much until like last year.
Last year.
No, I just got this.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I first heard the interviewer, the author, I was like, what are you talking about? But in reading it and in how she really just kind of walks through orgasm throughout the whole book, And just all these different blocks that women can have. She calls them the little monitors. So we sometimes get all up in our head and we can't be present. So this one, I will say one caveat with this. She does have four like case studies that she walks throughout the book. One of them is the same sex couple. If that bothers you, just skip reading about that couple. I just put that, I didn't mention that in the show when we talked about it, but you guys are closer to us. So I'm just saying that.
Each of the books are amazing. And if you can even grab one of them, even if your audio, if you can even get the, what do they call it? The summary. I think they have the summary on the Vagina Bible or the Come As You Are one. I think the knowledge of understanding is super important. And it's interesting because we have a number of newlyweds at our church. And these guys are starting to come up to me because they're like, Tony, what do I do? Like, I've been married 2 months and it's like crazy. And I'm thinking, wow, dude, you've been
crazy,
married
not in a good
much.
Way. Like, not
you've been
way.
Married 2 months. Congratulations, man. Like, this shouldn't be too hard yet. And yet it is. And they're already running into stuff. So I've been referring the guys to these books. She Comes First. That's the one I do. And then the Vagina Bible for these guys just to start like learning, like, hey, man, you need to understand your wife and what's going on. It's not only about you. So I think they're awesome.
And the neat thing with both of them too, specifically with the Vagina Bible, is that you can read chapters as like a standalone. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, I mean, this book has.
Well, how many chapters have Brad and Brenda read? You just got it. You were just showing it to us. Well done, Brad.
Amazon. Well, I mean, they've got all the smoke and fires. Give them a break.
Brad's like, well, hold on. I got the book.
You got to start somewhere. But what I was saying is that if you have girls in your life, and I know a number of you have daughters, this is, you know, it's one of those books that as they're probably like high school and, you know, going off into college, they may not appreciate the fact that you're handing it off to them, but this should actually be required reading. In my mind, it should be required reading for couples and specifically for young women to just know. I know from dealing with all the wives that I deal with that if husbands and wives had a better understanding of female anatomy and everything that happens down there, it would actually help solve a lot of the marriage challenges.
Sexually, in the sexual intimacy pillar, for sure.
Yep. So,
good stuff. There you guys go. And like I said, we put the Amazon deal in there if you guys want to grab it.
Yeah. What else is coming up? So we have the 6 Pillars of Intimacy workshop.
That's coming up
on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night for any of you who are interested in that. That's going to be coming up. And we're going to be diving into the 6 Pillars of Intimacy. Many of you have picked up the free ebook. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of folks starting to ask questions about it. So that whole workshop is we're going to really dive into it. We have a workbook already set up and everything. So that is, what if we've already taken the quiz? Is that, Martin, Karen, are you talking about for the 6 Pillars of Intimacy? Yes?
Okay. Yeah, because the day that I got that email, we got the little paper, but then we took the quiz too. But then I seen this and I'm like, well, what if we already took the quiz?
You can take it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask that because it's like, okay, it said you can sign up for like, I think it was $47 or something, but we paid $20 to take the quiz. So I'm like, get a $20 discount and pay $27, you know?
Hit up support.
Yeah, send an email to support.
Yeah, send an email support. We can figure something out.
Yeah, if you've already done that, then send a message to support and we'll get it all figured out for you guys.
Heather's there. She'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Ask Heather. Cool. Yep. So that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting because you guys have probably heard it woven throughout the show. And even just as we're having conversations with people, this concept of these 6 pillars is really resonating with folks because it makes sense that if there's strength, then literally your marriage gets elevated. Right, as each one of the pillars is stronger. And so to understand that, but we're going to go more in depth into what they are, how they show up, how you can strengthen them. And so it's going to be a fun workshop. We're looking forward to that.
Yep. So that's coming up as well.
Yeah.
So any other questions from you guys? I see Tammy's up in here. Casey showed up.
Yay.
So if you guys have anything, any questions or anything, by all means,
this don't hesitate time.
To jump on.
Your time, Yeah, go ahead, Brad.
Go, bro.
You might have to unmute yourself. Oh, no, kind of got it.
I got you.
So one of the pillars we found, what we figured out was a little weak, was finances. So somehow or another, I skipped some of those episodes when you guys did them. You did those five in a row.
Somehow. And then,
maybe because I didn't want to deal with it. I don't know. But I've been listening to all of them. Brenda's listened to one or two, but I think I've gone almost all of them. And it's really, really good, even though I know it was a while ago that you guys did it. And we both recognize that that's something that we need to work on, because I'm the one that handles pretty much all the finances. And so she's like, I want to be more part of it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I shouldn't be hogging all that.
Like I have no idea.
So anyways. That's the pillar that we're working on right now. Not to say that all the other pillars are awesome, but I mean, they can all be strengthened, but that's the one that we're really working on. So
great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. And that's where we were seeing these and helping couples understand, like, they're all interwoven, right? They all tie in somehow in some way. And your emotional intimacy is tied to your financial intimacy. So you guys seeing that one is not as strong as you'd like it to be, there had to have that emotional intimacy had to sort of come into play for you guys to start talking, going, okay, what are we going to do here? And then how are we going to strengthen that financial intimacy? So listening to the, I think that was a 6-part series, if I'm right, the money and marriage one, I think it was 6 parts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we went in and we looked at, you know, finances from different angles. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't just your normal, like, let's just get out of debt. I mean, that's one area, and I think we even shared in that, like, hey, if you were going to get out of debt, go follow Dave Ramsey's plan, the debt snowball.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, it works, go do it. Yeah. But we brought up other ways. So that's awesome to hear.
That's an area that we recognize a lot of couples struggle with, that because it is more than just, you know, do we have a budget, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many more nuances, and we're actually working on building out a course for money specifically, because we know, yes, you can go do Dave Ramsey, but if that's just getting you out of debt and getting you on the cash envelope plan, there is a lot of other stuff. And it's not just the plans, it's the mindsets around money. And so bringing that all together as well. So
yeah,
that's all.
Well, it's all so, in there. It's so wrapped around like security and trust too, at least for me. Mm-hmm. If I don't know what's going on, then my security and trust is kind of a little shaken.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know if you guys touch on tithing. I don't know, but just learning more about that.
In that series?
I don't think in that series. Did we talk about?
That's a really good question. I'm looking it up right now.
She's gonna look it up. I don't know if we did talk about tithing on that one.
But Dave Ramsey does, and we pretty much follow Dave Ramsey. I think he does. But
pretty sure Dave does.
Yeah.
For us as a couple, just as Elise and I, we've been tithing since I can remember. Like, in all honesty, it's something we've always done.
Yeah, since we accepted Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've always done that. But that's still a conversation. And in conversations that Elise and I have had to have over the years, especially when income is fluctuating for us because of a business, and what does that look like? And for us being business owners, like, what does tithing mean? Are you tithing on the gross income you bring in for your business, or are you tithing money that you bring in as your pay, your owner's pay? Mm-hmm. And so we've had to have conversations around that so that we are both on the same page. And, you know, like you're saying, but Brenda, there's that trust that gets built through that. And we've had to discuss that. And we came to a place for us where, and this is the way I presented it to Lisa, was if we were to work for somebody else, that's the company. That's the company's over there. And whatever we bring in, if the company were to pay us, we would tithe off of that money. That we wouldn't tithe off of the company. So for us, we had to separate those two and go, the company's the company. Whatever the company we get paid, we tithe off of that. And then the next thing for us was about 5.5 years ago when we moved to Awaken Church, there's offerings, which is above and beyond tithing. Mm-hmm. And that stretched us even more. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because this is the first church that ever really talked about that, a lot about vision builders and how do we grow and expand and reach our city. But even before that, Elisa and I were big givers to the San Diego Rescue Mission, and we would give annually to that.
And I think it's just a big part of, you know, I went back and we didn't do a specific show around that. And Noted. But it does. We did the second show in that series was those money conversations, and that would be a really good place. It is something that a couple needs to discuss, mm-hmm. right? Because often, not always, but often, it's kind of like anything in marriage where you have one that, you know, maybe wants to give more than the other, and how do you work that into all the numbers, and how do you, you know, build trust around that so you're not like secretly giving to every charity and the other person's like,
Yeah,
it's really good. Like, I love your heart, but what are you doing? Right. And so it is having those conversations, and it's looking at, as with any of the pillars, you know, how do you build trust and foster trust? Mm-hmm. How do you use those pillars to actually build trust, mm-hmm. instead of looking at the intimacy and going, okay, well, I'm just going to do my own thing and tear it down. So that, I appreciate you bringing up. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Something that we actually need to
address.
Yeah. So we will do a revision somewhere along the way and add that in. Good stuff.
Love it.
Other comments or questions?
Anybody?
Tom and Christine are there. Hi, Christine.
Is Tom not with you tonight?
He is finishing putting our kids down. We usually go to bed at 7:30, so this is always kind of a tough time for us to try and get in. But so he's finishing tonight putting the kids down for me, which is...
Look at you getting a little quiet time. Yeah. Enjoy it, Mama. Just sit back on the couch, put your feet up.
Yes, yeah.
So. Awesome. Great having you.
Thanks.
All right, anybody else? Any insights? What would you like to share?
Wins that you've got going on in your marriage.
Yeah. Come on. We have 99 days left in the year, just FYI.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
So what are you doing? Tams, what do you got?
Aaron and I are auditioned for our worship team at church, and we're both going to be doing that ministry together.
Congratulations.
Excellent. Awesome. He's playing drums. What are you doing, vocals?
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. That's going to be awesome.
Look at Tom breathing a sigh of relief.
You got to say hello to our good friends, Alex and Tanae Klott. They just moved out there for 90 days. So they'll be out there. Did she freeze?
No,
she's there. Tell them what's happening.
Hi, guys.
Hey. We heard you were putting the kids to bed so that Christine could just like rest on the couch and put her feet up.
Yeah, I'm just going to like...
Nice. Oh my gosh, you doing that, like, I seriously have like traumatic flashbacks to putting our own kids to bed and just that moment after they go to sleep and you're just like, oh, that was exhausting.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to talk about right now? I'm going to talk about TV shows that you watch together and what's been something you've been watching that you're loving.
What are you?
No, just something fun.
Okay, like, no, I just didn't know where you're...
Elise and I have just finished Cobra Kai last week. Fantastic. I'm going to just say it's great.
If you ever watched Karate Kid and actually liked it and maybe wanted to, you know, do the crane pose, you should watch.
You should watch Cobra Kai. If you don't like language or the way the 80s was, where we said whatever we wanted to and it wasn't PC, I would highly recommend not watching it. But for somebody who grew up in it, I'm okay with what happened. So
it kind of feels like coming home with like the whole 80s. It just feels like an 80s show. And so that's just kind of like, it's not so polished. And
so share something you've been watching. What's something you guys have been doing just to chill out?
We've been, it was recommended to some friends of ours, recommended Afterlife, which Tony, like you said, if you don't like language, definitely not. Okay. But essentially, I mean, it starts off, his wife has just died from cancer, but he doesn't believe in afterlife. And so but she has a bunch of videos of herself, like telling him to continue living. And it's really like thought provoking and There's only six. Is it six episodes per season?
That's quick.
So we just finished season one, but it's on Netflix. But it's actually really enjoyable. So cool. And it's they talk with in there. It's in Britain, so I can listen to British accents all day long. So add the language with the British accents. It's actually very relaxing, and you just laugh. But
excellent.
Now I'm totally Afterlife. Intrigued. I gotta go hear it.
Afterlife.
Yeah, depressing. Yes, but good.
Anything else that people are catching up on with their Netflix or?
Jill and Matt.
So I suppose if we're going completely inappropriate, we've been now hitting the last season of Shameless.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. What is that about?
It's terrible. It's like a Southside Chicago family that are just, they make the absolute worst decisions ever as far as, you know, drugs, sex, alcohol, of it. But it's hilarious. Who is the, I can't remember who the dad is in the show, but he was in Fargo. William H. Macy is the dad in the show. It's completely inappropriate. Before that, we did Ozark. We just did all the three seasons of Ozark.
See, I couldn't do the Ozark one. Which platform is it on?
It's on Netflix.
It's Netflix. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's another one. Cool. Yeah.
I guess we also wanted to share, we had our date week a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Right? It was so good. It was the best week ever.
What made it so amazing?
I mean, it was the two of us. We were in Cape Cod, which we both just love. We were camping, so, you know, it wasn't that we were, we're in COVID now, so we don't really want to go out to dinner every night, and it was good because we didn't have to.
Yeah.
We did meet up with friends over the weekends that live not far, and it was the best week ever, just doing stuff that just the two of us love to do all week.
That's awesome, you guys. That's so good.
Is your son off to college?
We have two sons. One of them is in college in Kansas. The other one, who just graduated high school, started college, but actually 2 days ago decided to drop out, which we're okay with.
Okay.
and now he's just making his new plans. So.
Okay.
But he was home. He just stayed home for the week. You know, he's 18 years old.
Well, and in all honesty, so our son is a senior this year, and within the last, 4 days?
2 days.
2 days. A lot of the guys that he knows that graduated last year, they've all come home because schools are closing and things like that. So I can completely understand why if you went to college, you'd be like, yeah, maybe I need to rethink my plans because this is not looking like the college experience.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Yeah. He wasn't ready. We're okay.
Yeah. No, it's better to figure that out before you continue to.
And college just isn't for everybody. And we know, we've always said that to them. So
we agree.
Tried it. It didn't work.
I agree 1,000%. Bring the trades back. Get those guys who aren't college bound. Heck, I worked a trade for 22 years and went to college. And it was one of the best things that I ever did.
So he's going to work that way. So
say again, Matt.
He does want to be a fireman, so he's going to be working the non-college way. So
there you go.
Figure it out.
Trust me, we know a lot of first responders, specifically in the fire service, and that is more grueling than colleges for most people. So I appreciate him doing that. That's fantastic.
Thanks, you guys.
What else is it? Oh, that was, I'm like.
We were recommended to watch Alone. It's like a reality TV show where people go out into the wilderness and try to survive.
Not just the wilderness, the Arctic.
Well, the season we're watching is in the Arctic.
Isn't it always?
I don't think so. So there's a season on Netflix. It's season 6. And that's the only one that we've been able to watch. So we started watching it and they send 10 people out. And they were supposed to be out there for 100 days by themselves. Like they have to eat, create a shelter, and live.
They're only allowed to bring 10 survival items each.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
What about food?
It's super fascinating, though.
So here's the thing. I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail from Mexico to Canada, through California, Oregon, and Washington. It took me 138 days. That was grueling. And I had shelter and I had food. So I guess if you're not having to travel or if you're not having to cross, large sections of country every day, it still is tough, man. Cause I knew one guy who his whole thing was to fish through the Sierra Nevada. And I remember running across him and he looked pretty darn thin because I was like, hey dude, how you eating? He's like, I haven't caught much lately. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that's why we have heavier packs right now, because we are going to eat. I'm burning 10,000+ calories a day. That's a lot, man. And to be up in the Arctic or something like that, that would be brutal. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, because there's no food.
Alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm just giggling over the Ashton and Kate's evening exercise routine.
Yep.
Fabulous arm strength.
Lifting those kids.
Hey, how are you? Kate, are you back with football and school and all that kind of good stuff?
So I retired last year from football. So I'm driving a bus in the mornings and doing all the different activity trips in the afternoon to stick with the kids and stuff, which is super freeing. Unfortunately, you guys again are responsible for our giant life changes. So COVID and doing our 2 coffee breaks a day got to me, and so I had to keep one, so I had to get rid of my afternoon route. Dave Ramsey allowed us to do that. There you go. It's all full circle. And right now I am the I don't know the word, most envied teacher in a 700 teacher school district, because I have 4 students at my school.
Oh. Wow.
I teach first hour geometry. There's only 5 of us in this school. I teach first hour geometry to the 4, the Fantastic 4, who've all been expelled, by the way. It's an expulsion school.
Okay.
And I have 6 prep periods after. Is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in your life?
That's rad.
You know what? I just hats off to you for that awesomeness, because that actually sounds like.
Well, I'm telling you, it's the coffee break, guys. The coffee break did it. I mean, it's easy. Your life changes completely when you do coffee breaks, right? I mean, that's what you're getting at, Tony, right? I mean, it works.
Okay, so do you guys mind just sharing a little bit about how you went from a coffee break to such a massive lifestyle change? How did that happen?
So when schools shut down, we were able, our younger 3 still went to daycare. And so we walked them to and from daycare because it's a half mile from our house. And so we had that unplugged time twice a day. And so we realized that time was more important than the extra finances at the time. And so we were able to make it work to where he could pull back on that evening bus route and be home at 3 most days of the week. So that was more important to us. So.
I want to just grab that one little section of video and be able to just make that go viral. Not because of the coffee break, but because of how you guys decided to prioritize your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Virtual high five.
It is. Crazy things can happen when we prioritize. I mean, even Jill and Matt taking a week off in Cape Cod and prioritizing yourselves and having that time together. I mean, how awesome is that? Good stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
You're 6. Yeah.
Because right. Those 2 are in education. So, yep,
yeah. I know it.
Everybody's. Yeah, that's a crazy schedule. That's crazy good.
Cool. Oh,
good stuff.
Anything else? Casey, we haven't seen you or heard from you in a while, and you're not on video, but you can pop in and say hello if you want to.
If you're able to.
Or if you're able to. There she is.
Hey,
there
you are.
Hello.
Goodness. Hold on. Let's see if your video will catch up.
The audio is off.
Oh, hold on, hold on. You're not unmuted. Unmute yourself, Case.
There we go. Yes.
There you go.
I got a fall. Of course. But we're giving a haircut right now. So I was using the clippers and all this stuff. So we've just been silent and we've got little man here.
Hey, what's up, dude? Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't know.
Hi.
What's up, dude?
Good to see you.
Just hanging out with mom and dad.
It's haircut time.
Are you getting the haircut too, dude? No?
Growing it out.
You're growing it out? All right, cool. All there right.
Good to see you guys.
We just wanted to put you guys on the spot.
It's cool. We're here. We're listening.
Awesome. All right. Get back to that haircut.
All right.
Tony, Elisa.
Yep.
You guys, between now and the next phone call, have an anniversary. So, like, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, 24.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
What are your guys' plans? Are you sharing, or is it
one
of the secret?
So, we were having gifted a night at La Valencia, which is a hotel here in La Jolla, and we decided to actually make it a staycation and make it a two-night excursion.
Yeah.
Because this is actually the first time in the last 7 years.
I'm gonna share a link to where we're going.
In the last 7 years where we've been able to make it happen because we don't have football, because California is not playing until January. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We are able to get away in the month of October, and usually we wait until November to make it happen.
Even if we make it happen in November, it's usually like
last year it was a half day.
Yeah, it's like a half day. So yeah, we're taking off to La Jolla. We're gonna just chill and do nothing for 3 days and hang out down there. So that's gonna be fantastic. 25 is next year, so we're starting to dream about 25th and what we want to do there. So Alex will have been graduated and gone, and then Abby will be a sophomore.
He'll be gone.
Yeah, theoretically. But yeah, thank you so much, Tammy.
Yeah.
We're excited. We're excited to celebrate.
It's crazy. We were doing it. We did an interview last week with this couple that has just recently started a podcast in COVID, and somehow their ages came up, and he's 26 and she's 24. And when they said that, I just kind of sat across from them going, oh my gosh. So we met when you were born. And we got married when you were born. Nothing like feeling a little bit older when you're talking to people interviewing you and they're the same age as your marriage.
So funny.
Yeah.
It was totally hilarious. It's like, all right. But they were so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, to think where they're at 26 and 24 and how intentional they already are 2 years into their marriage, I was like, how amazing you guys are already taking those steps and not to say that you won't go through good times and difficult times, but you're already there. And it's like, you're already pressing into these areas instead of just sort of shoving them aside. So they were really cool. What was that interview? I'm just trying to think.
Tammy, you were going to say, while he's looking that up, you were going to say something before I jumped in.
I was just going to say that Aaron and I, we can't go to Spain for our 20th. So you can all pray for us because we're going to brave camping in October in Montana and right up there by Canada. So we're going to be off the grid for 14 days and camping in October weather. So if that doesn't bring two people together or apart, I don't know, but we're excited. I think that it's going to be an adventure.
Like in an RV trailer, or are you sleeping? Yeah, like, are you sleeping in a tent outside?
Yeah, so we're going to go to Yellowstone first and just find a place in the wilderness. We might just sleep in the car. We might throw a tent down. And then we do have a really cool, out in the middle of nowhere, Airbnb that I found, a cabin. We'll be there for 3 days. And then you're going to love this, right up by Canada, like right on the border up there. I found a place called Dirty Pete's. Yeah, it's adorable, but it's also like kind of a, it's rustic. It's like a 1930s cabin. And it's super cool. I'll send pictures. But we're going to do that on our way back home from Montana. We're going to camp along the way and just find places to do the tent and just go.
Go have fun.
Or home, I guess.
Recreational intimacy at its finest.
Yes, though. I'm excited. It'll be good.
It'll be awesome.
I'm laughing because every time we go to Montana, we end up in somebody's wedding.
Somebody's wedding and in a hot springs. So McMurray showed up.
Hey, hey.
Hi, and Alicia. Alicia, what's happening, you guys?
How is life in Arizona?
AZ, oh, folks. It's crazy.
It's crazy? It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Why?
Yeah.
Hot?
It is hot, but, you know, that part's nice. Now it's not like 115, so it's good. I had the brilliant idea that I should go ahead and sit for my CFP. So I've been studying like crazy. And then we're under contract for a house. It's a total remodel job, which is also crazy. So we've just lost our minds. And everything's fine. It's great. So good. So good.
What area did you buy it?
Actually in Tempe. Oh, sorry. Actually in Tempe. It's only about 8 minutes from where we're currently at. But the house is beautiful. I mean, I think, well, okay.
That's where we met.
We were in.
We met in Tempe when we were down there with you guys. Oh. We went to.
Snooze.
That's it. Yep.
Yes.
Nice.
So I have no idea where the valley's laid out. So I don't know how far we were. But the house is, it's really cute. The layout's cute. It has to be totally remodeled. But that's okay. My dad's an architect. One of my best friends is an interior designer. So I'm like, just fix us. It'll be great.
All right.
Everything's not going well.
These two are going to be working on a lot of different intimacies because if you've ever done anything with a house with your spouse, it all comes into play.
Yeah.
Very much so.
This is the first time we've done something like this. So again, I think we've just lost our minds. And we hope it's fine. We hope it's good, you know?
There you go.
Just keep swimming. Right? It's a whole Nemo thing. Just keep swimming.
Hey, the pool is beautiful and the pool doesn't need to be remodeled. So, I mean, yeah. All else fails, we'll go swim. It's great.
That's it.
Pool party at the McMurray's.
Arizona, all they do is they repair a pool to sell it because other than that, nobody cares.
Exactly. So the like, pool's fine. We're fine. All right.
Awesome, congratulations, awesome. You guys.
Congratulations.
When is your CFP test? Oh, no audio. No
okay, audio. There you go. My fault. November 10th. So.
Okay, so.
A month and a half.
Yeah. 7 weeks.
Yeah. So. Deep breath. Deep breath.
You're going to do great.
Yep.
And we're closing like, what, 2 weeks before that?
Yep.
It's fine.
There you go. Have fun.
Exactly.
That happened, you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, you guys? Always so fun to just see all of you. All month long, we're over there chit-chatting on Facebook and stuff. But to see you guys and hang out is always, always awesome. I love it. I'm sorry my voice is going because we did a podcast interview.
Two other calls.
Two other meetings. So my voice is a little done as we approach 6 o'clock.
Five, six. So. Good deal, you guys. Good to see everyone.
Yep. You guys will see pictures of us as we celebrate, mm-hmm. But we'll probably be off for a little bit. I think we'll probably just take pictures and post them up after we get back or on our anniversary when we come home. But we're going to – goal is to throw those phones into the locker or into the safe in the hotel room and just be like, enough. Like, it's okay. If nobody sees us, hears from us, everybody will survive.
Probably after the first 18 hours, because there's a Saturday night with a teenage boy. So that phone will probably, like that first night.
He's fine. He'll survive. They can reach us at the hotel if necessary.
See, I love all the moms that are like, uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Like
dads are like, cares, man. They'll figure it out, man. 17-year-old boy.
I just need to know he's parked for the night. Wherever he is, I just need to know he's not moving. Once that happens, then the phone can go away because I'm good after that. But it's the whole leading up to that point. Where yes. I'm like, where is he?
Yeah. All your mamas are on your side.
I know. It's camaraderie.
All right, you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic evening. Enjoy hopefully it'll start getting cooler and the fall weather will start hitting us wherever especially. You may be. It's already cold up there. Yeah, it's still like 80s something here. It's like still hot.
Well, just so you know, Tammy, Montana's already had snow.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, they had snow Labor Day weekend. Just.
Yeah, Hickson's shared that
with
them. You might see them when we go. We're going to go through there. We're going to try to have lunch or dinner with them.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, they're awesome.
I know. We love them.
What up, McMurray's? What are you guys talking about?
Oh, I was just going to say 80s, like try 102. I mean,
well, that's a high day.
Yeah, when you come from 115 to 120, 102 is like, it's almost winter time there.
Touche. I think I brought, I mean, we're in blankets right now. So, yes.
Because you have your air conditioning cranked down to 60.
Oh, 30s and
78. We're doing good.
I couldn't even imagine 30s and 50s already. Wow, you guys.
That's why everybody lives where they live. That's all. That's all. Just difference. Is good. All right.
Awesome. All right, you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic one, and we'll catch you next one. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.